Hey there, friend. It's Nick. Now, do you know, one of the things I love, I really love about words is the way that they can, the context can totally flip if you say the right thing. And I was, my wife might call it moaning the other day, but to me, it was just making an idle observation. And the idle observation was this, that I kept getting tea leaves in my teacup. Now, I know we haven't had a tea-related podcast for a while, so I'm just, you know, I'm just filling it in. But this is the thing, right? I just kept... We're using these pyramidal bags from PG Tips, which I've talked about before. And I was sort of grumbling about the fact that they seemed... You know, I seemed to be getting tea leaves in my cup more often. And she said a couple of things. Well, firstly, I tend to stir the bag, not the water. And really, you should stir the water. It's that classic thing of we look to the goal without realising that the goal is a side effect of something else. So anyway, sorry, that's a slight aside. What she actually said was, well, remember, we switched to these bags because they don't have all the plastics in them that hold them together. And just like that, in that very quick moment, of course, the fact that these bags are delicate went from being a bug, if you like, to a feature, a kind of a benefit, because I was able to flip it on its head and say, ah, yes, remind myself, because I'd forgotten, of course, the reason we switched to these tea bags is because they are more environmentally friendly. If you kind of, I don't know what experiment exactly the scientists did, but there was one where effectively, once you'd sort of boiled away all the water around the bag, and then the bag itself, there was a little sort of film of plastic left at the bottom in other tea bag brands, but not the ones that we're now using. And I just love that. And what you can see in really good drama, really good novels, really good movies, what have you, is that moment when the thing flips, when you get that kind of twist, and the twist makes you reevaluate everything that's gone before. That's how we tell the difference between a twist and a cliffhanger, I think. And sometimes we're able to do that in business. I've mentioned many times recently, I'm currently watching Mad Men, and you know, that is a show rather like, I suppose, courtroom dramas, where the right words at the right moment can totally flip the kind of perspective. And anyway, I love that. And if we can do it in writing, certainly in business writing, sometimes if we can take these kind of tools and techniques and just deploy them, well, that's the kind of thing I love to do with copywriting and what have you. And it's the kind of thing I've been doing today, which is why I thought I'd make this quick podcast. Anyway, thanks for listening. And remember, your story means business.